That's the record, this is not a question.
Yes, you can say it.
May I sit over there, sir?
Sure, go ahead. Are you Tyler Brooks?
Yes, Your Honor.
You were arrested June the 6th. You were charged with disorderly conduct. From the discussion, the location of the incident is in question at the moment. At any rate, it's a class on misdemeanor, felony, maximum penalty, 600, you have 3 years on probation, $3,494 in fines and surcharges. There is no mandatory penalty. Do you have any other questions?
Yes, Your Honor.
You have no right to enter a court.
Excuse me?
There's a lot of motion out of the jail, do you mean?
I think so, Your Honor.
You have the right to, you have the right to enter a plea of guilty, the right to have an attorney represent you, the right to have a trial, the right to remain silent, and the right to be present at all future proceedings. Do you understand all that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Glenn, you accept appointment as counsel for records?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brooks, I'm appointing a gentleman who's present in the courtroom, Richard Glenn, to represent you. In the meantime, I understand you're being held on some other charges. Is it city court and justice court?
Justice court, yes, sir.
When's the next court date on that?
On the 16th of October.
What are those charges?
It's a probation violation.
Okay, what was the underlying charge for the violation?
I haven't taken my meds today. It was burglary. Attempted burglary.
In justice court?
Or maybe it's superior. I get confused because I go to video.
Yeah, that's a little bit confusing. All right.
Yeah, I know it's Judge Butler. It's in the mental health court here.
It's in Superior Court then.
Yeah, it's the 9-something. It's the mental health court.
Mr. Simon, you'll see that Mr. Sarno sends Mr. Glenn all of the police reports.
Yes, we will send everything to Mr. Glenn.
Mr. Brooks, why don't you come on up and just stand in front of the bench and introduce yourself to Mr. Brooks.
Howdy, sir. I'm Richard Glenn.
Hello, sir.
You anticipate being there for a while? I just want to be able to contact you to get released.
Yeah, I'll be in here until the 16th of October for sure.
Okay. All right. When I get all the stuff, I'll get out and see you.
Okay. Yeah, if you could give me a police report, that would be great. This is my initial appearance, right?
I think, is this
your arraignment?
Yeah, this is your first
appearance.
Okay. So, let's get this going, sir.
The initial appearance, the judge... Oh, no, this is his initial appearance. We have to set bond. What's the state's position on bond, Simon? If the officer put the wrong address on the citation, it clearly wasn't 1551 North Oracle Road.
That's down in...
That's like South Miracle Mile. That's like Miracle Mile.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen there.
It's not DV, though, is it?
No. Okay. No DV, huh?
And do you have a phone number, sir?
Jail.
Well, no, I'm just wanted in case it gets out.
Okay. What's your phone number if they let you out?
It's 520-392-6688, sir.
Mr. Jones, can I put the 390 number for you, 390?
Yeah.
I'm getting a motion form.
Mr. Glenn, you have a question?
Yes, sir.
So, if I be held without bond on this, then that means I'm getting credit, right, for the time in here? While I'm waiting?
Mr. Brooks, we can give you credit for the time you served, whether you're held on the charge or not.
Okay, so you...
You get credit even without a warrant. Okay.
No, you know.
So that, yeah, don't worry about it. You'll get credit if you need, the time here.
Mr. Brooks?
Yes, sir.
We're going to be sending to the detention officers two documents for your signature. One is the order appointing counsel. We need you to fill out the top part to the best of your ability. And the other one is just a little information allocating that your next court date is set on... You're waiting. We're sending to the 22nd. Well, 22nd is here for me.
We're still
on the 22nd, we're still doing jail video.
Been 8:30 on the 22nd.
Next court date, October 22nd, 8:30. Mr. Glenn will come see you as soon as he gets some disclosure. We're going to send this out to the detention staff so that they can have you sign this. Do you have any questions, Mr. Brooks?
No, Your Honor.
All right, thank you.
Good luck, Cheryl.
Thank you, sir.
I'll come out and see you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Take care.
Remind you to do that. So Mr. Barron around us here, who else is in custody?
We should be getting Mr. Burns.
And where does this go?
The Verona.
And then you say Mr. Bayardos is sent for
quarantine, so we'll just... What's going on in quarantine?
He thinks he'll get probation, but...
I would... There are two issues on him.
One is, I'd like to kind of make sure what's going to... How the felonies are going to resolve. Plus, I'm still working on some disclosure on it. They sent me the wrong police report, so I got to talk to Troy.
Mr. Simon, and Mr. Barrientos, your office sent Mr. Glenn the wrong police report. Can you look into that, please?
All right, I'll send an email right now.
Oh, is Charlie still there?
No.
Okay. I sent her an email and came back. I wanted to watch it. Okay. I'll talk to you later, Troy, and tell you what the issue is.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Aaron Burns, sir.
October 1st, yeah. Mr. Bayardos.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, well, I thought, okay, I'm sorry.
No. See, the reason I wanted to know what was going on with the felonies is because we're not going to do anything until we find out what's going on with the felonies. And that's
happening. I think our friend is going to have
a lot.
His next status conference is October
1st. Put it on the 22nd with...
Okay.
Mr. Brooks, I'll go into the next complaint.
Okay. That'll be good.
No. Even if he's on probation, we'll have two more to handle.
Yeah, and he may be safe there.
Are you representing Mr.?
I am.
Burns?
I met him at the jail the other day. He has two cases with me and
Kumar. He's the one that's going to be an issue.
Okay. He, and I don't think he's done capital in any one. As to the DUI, he was willing, he indicated he's willing to admit, do the 10 days.
this is the issue.
Mr. Simon, whose case is Aaron Burns on the DV?
It's a DUI,
you got a DUI, but you've also got the DV case, and on the DV case, Mr. Burns never did the domestic violence counseling.
Yes, Your Honor, I definitely have no problem doing the counseling. I completely work with Scott Staley, and I definitely am willing to do the work if I can.
Thanks, Your Honor.
Yeah, we usually don't have the DV counseling. Usually we, for some reason, don't have the full file. From 2016.
Right.
I would say you have to do the counseling, otherwise you're going to have a problem.
Well, not necessarily true. I have the option of imposing jail instead.
Yeah, I mean...
But at this point, we...
Your Honor, if I can say, I promise I'll be diligent in doing anything.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh derisively, Mr. Burns, but...
I have somebody who has the COVID virus. You know, I'm trying to be back with them. It's a real emergency. That's why I wanted to come back and do this, even though I was back on this. So.
You didn't do your life counseling. Why am I supposed to believe you now?
I've been diligent in trying to complete my lifestyle that I did back on track with a really bad ex of mine, and I intend to correct everything from here on out. I completed Scottsdale. Miranda's got a coherent with one Scottsdale as well for me doing classes. They were supposed to be coherent with Oral Valley, but they screwed up. I intend to, and I told the Miranda judge the same thing, to make sure my work is diligent and things are taken care of, because I have some personal situations I have to take care of because they are being neglected right now from the virus.
Mr. Burton, all you're doing is, again, making me a promise that you're going to do something that you already promised you would do. Mr. Glenn, don't talk for long. 72 hours?
Well, that's 36 seconds. You know, I guess he says 2 hours. So I believe on the first page, it says 6 or 9.
What were his charges?
I don't know. I don't remember.
And who else was holding Mr. Burton tonight?
Miranda released him yesterday. I have to do a civil court murder. But he's got either city court or justice court tomorrow. I'm still holding him.
So, Mr. Simon, you have the complete DUI file?
What I have is a summary. I gave it a read. Yeah, he had the DUI, also the DDK. Everything's right on point. It appears that intoxicated, he may have a drinking problem.
Mr. Simon, that wasn't the question. My question was, do you have your complete DUI file with you? That was the only question.
No, it's been destroyed.
But the DOI is only 3 years old.
Yeah, I can't answer that. I don't have it.
Here's a sentencing that makes it.
And I have the sentencing.
Mr. Simon, we've got our entire file. We're not short of anything.
Yeah. I just have a brief summary.
Mr. Burns, on the DUI case, there's already been a petition to revoke your probation filed, which you didn't show up for, which is why you're now sitting in custody on this charge. It alleges that you failed to complete the counseling as required. We gave you an extension back in June of 2017. All you had to do was the level 2, which was 2 8-hour days. And in August, I gave it till September to complete the 16 hours. September comes, we don't have the proof of it. We send it, issue a warrant. So, Mr. Brooks, what I'm inclined to do, or Burns, what I'm inclined to do on this one is that you simply admit that you failed to complete the 8 hours. I'm just going to send you, or the 16 hours, I'm just going to send you to 9 days in jail. You still owe the monies.
And did you pay? We did not pay. I'll tell them that. And
you still have to do $1,879.74. You've been in custody since the 9th of detention. I believe the court hearing was on the 10th.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess since the 10th. So he must have had 1 day of front.
Today's the
17th. So I guess tomorrow would be the 9 days, isn't it? I assume he had just 1 day up front.
That's what I was looking for. I think it was 16.
Yeah, it's 1 day. He did a day back in 17.
He was well in custody.
So, I think he's going to gain at least for the monitor for the other cases.
You have, what court is your next court date in?
Tomorrow, Tucson City Court.
Okay.
Judge Milliani.
Are you think she'll release you tomorrow, or do you know?
No,
I've been in touch with her. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Stop talking. Please, it's Judge Million.
Yeah, yes, sir.
$1 million, not Milliani, a million.
Same.
Excuse me?
Right, okay, so it'll be a DVD. Yeah.
So, I need to call Judge Million and chat with her about this.
I'm on the, on the other DVD case? Okay.
Because if he's going to be put, I'll tell her he's got this conviction.
Okay.
He's going to end up on Superior Court probation.
And that would take care of it. Then whatever you did there would satisfy here.
Yeah. It will be a combined probation, but I don't know that we can do that. It's not grand-grand, but I'll find out.
Okay.
See what that means.
What's the status of your case in city court? Where are you at on that? Is it new or old?
With the Tucson City Court, I'm not entirely sure of everything. I do know I was in touch with a city lawyer that said that she's going to most likely have to do probation, but because I violated it, it would probably be the 9 executive days, which I've already made here, so I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do. I'm going to be real about that.
So you've already, it's not a new case in the city court, it's an older case. When did it occur? When was the incident?
It was a protective order that was violated by my ex when I went to go back to get the dog. He actually told me to go back to get the dog, and I went back to the house, and surprisingly, a police officer was waiting for me there.
When did that occur? What? Just give me.
I don't remember the exact date. I will be honest with you.
Was it this year?
It was on the 17th. Sometime we were living in.
Okay, that's the
canyon. Yeah, somewhere on the east side. Bear Canyon.
So I'm releasing That would leave that, not for that here. What do we tell him, Luke, that, 9:01 tomorrow?
Okay. On the DUI?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. President, I'm gonna find that you failed to complete the DUI level 2 counseling as ordered. I'm gonna send you to serve 9 more days in custody beginning on September the 10th. Give you 8 days credit time served. You have to serve 1 more day. We're going to be released tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Bill of $1,879.74, I'm going to order you make installment payments of a minimum of $50 every month. Your first payment is due October 16th.
Okay, Your
What time is your hearing in front of Judge Million?
1 o'clock. Oh no, it is actually in the morning, 11 o'clock. They bumped it up.
What about the what about the DV case here? That two to get released on? Or just the one?
Surcharges, we're just going to send it to the collection agency and there'll be another level of suspension on your driving privileges.
Absolutely.
What's your home address, Mr. Burns?
Right now, at the moment, it's 710. South Hardy Drive, Tempe, Arizona.
Is So we have two things for you to sign. One of them is an order appointing Mr. Gwynn. We'll need your full address and phone number on that and your signature. We'll need your signature on the minute entry for the DUI case. Nancy, need another minute entry. We need to set a review hearing on the DV case. She knows for Creeks and Gables, we'll set it on October 27th.
At 9?
At 9 o'clock. And now we have these in custody, we just have him show up on the video. So this possible. Signing the minute entry, acknowledging a copy of receiving it. So if we send those out to you, can you get his signature and info on that, please?
Absolutely, Your Honor.
All right. He's not released on our charges until tomorrow, and even then Judge Million's holding him, so he may not be released at all, but we'll send you that order. It's on the way.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Gwynn. Did you do this to Bayer over here? We have not done this to Bayer, Your Honor, because he's still sitting here. Yeah, that's what I thought. Have we done with Jim?
I just want to say,
Sorry, not good. I say bar. Yacht. That's how we do it.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, I don't need the release one signed from him. I get confused sometimes when we don't do the.
I did sign the release one. I put it in the file. It's in the DUI file. And it says releasing only on that charge. Alright, sure. Remember how I showed you how to plug that in? If you go around, shut it down, unplug it, push it aside. Or you want me to do it? In the meantime, Mr. Trinidad,
yes, sir.
Almost didn't show up. Which doesn't spread.
Who?
Mr. Almost. That was the only reason you were here.
Alright, I get this. I can help in other ways. I can help in other ways.
Yes.
Those so, gaps and information gaps. Just look at
Judge, just so you know, Mr. Olmos is here, so he's in the lobby.
He is here.
He doesn't have a phone, so he's standing by in the lobby. Yes.
Okay. Sue's not going to like this, but have him mask up, do the hand sanitizer, have her patient's temperature. How long is he in the courtroom?
Okay.
He is here.
Yeah.
But I just figured out, I guess my standing here defeats the purpose.
I hate talking
through those things.
We
like a prisoner yourself, huh?
Yeah. We usually Dan takes it down, but I'm going to say, Dan is very meticulous about how he does things. And so we'll just let Dan
do it. No, I didn't realize I'm standing here because I don't like the barrier. I'm defeating the purpose of it. I got a mask. So
Mr. Bejarano, we're going to ask you to move up to that other table in a moment, but as soon as we get this video approved, you need help, Trey?
I probably will on this one, Judge.
It's like a foam jack. You just squish the bottom of it and slide it out. I'll be glad to come. Miss Sue.
Well, she's there.
We really need the.
I don't want to break city property.
I don't want to break it either, but I'm
not
talking.
Wait, what?
So,
oh, that's
you know
what's
out there?
He's making his hand sanitizer, put on a mask, take his temperature, and screen it through the mask.
Yeah, I don't recognize
Miss Sue. Yes, there you go. I can't just get that. Which of the first? You just connect this one.
Yeah, I don't know if we left the person.
Do you need some help to sit? It's one of those ones where you have to squeeze it?
Yeah, I can't.
Because it's a...
Oh, yeah. You just squeezed what? There you go.
Okay.
All right, she goes that way.
Okay, so...
Are we glad you moved that finger? Not enough nail.
Can I close this here?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, now, Mr. Mayor, if you move the other table.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Simon, it's not quite as chaotic as it sounds.
I understand.
Mr. Glenn, was Mr. Barrow being held on charges from other courts?
I don't believe so, no.
Mr. Glenn, you have an opportunity to talk to Mr. Bejarano, because this is a probation revocation proceeding?
Yes, Your Honor, I have talked to him. I've talked to him. I informed him the allegations, no substance abuse evaluation, no MAD, and still those fines. He did one day in jail, you know, after taking the plea, and he was picked up recently, I guess on a warrant, did one day and bonded out, so he would have 8 days left. He has indicated to me, rather than serving the 8 days, he would like to do the eval, counseling, and MAD. He's hooked up at La Frontera and says that he can easily, it's readily available to him to complete the eval and counseling. He's just got custody back of his kids. He's working, so he would prefer to do that rather than the 8 more days.
Mr. Glenn, that's probably the same story we got in 2018.
Oh. Is it? Okay. I don't have a record of that. He'll have to...
I was going through my pastor's record, but there, when I did that, I was having visitations with my kids, and then my kids' mom, she got real bad on drugs, and I was going through arguments with her during that time and trying to get my kids to come back and live with me so I can, you know, so I can provide for them, you know. And during that time, I was going through so much stuff and everything. I had to stop doing my classes. I know I should have kept doing them, but I was worried about my kids' their well-being, you know, because their mother was leaving them by themselves for like a week, 2 weeks at a time, you know. And I didn't know this. I thought that she was always there, not until my son had told me when he came to a visit one day. So it like really, you know, it kind of put me in a little spiral, you know. So I was trying to work on getting my kids and all that. And, you know, my kids' well-being was what I was kind of focused on, you know. And, I just recently got custody of my kids. I've had them for 5 months already. I've been sober for 5 months. I haven't drank. I haven't done nothing for 5 months. I've just been trying to get my life back on track for these kids, because they're actually the ones that pulled me out of the slump that I was in once they came back to custody with me. And, you know, I'm out on bond right now, and I'm really not trying to mess up the people that helped me. You know, I have to make sure they help me, so I'm going to help them back, you know, and I'm going to help my kids out by doing everything I'm supposed to do so that way I can keep full custody of these kids. I can't have them going back with their mother. Their mother is in a real bad situation right now. Like he says, I am still registered at La Frontera. I just might have to do my intake, and I'm going to register to see when I can do my MAD test, because I'm pretty sure he's going to be doing it online. And
when did you bond out?
I bonded out...
Yesterday or the day before?
No, sir, I bonded out last week, the day on Thursday.
Oh, so you were only in...
I was just...
You were in there one day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 2 days, effectively.
Yeah. But, yeah, like I said, it's just my, now that I got my custody of my kids, I mean, like I said, I've been sober for 5 months. I haven't drank. I haven't done nothing. I've been working, you know, just taking care of these kids. And, you know, just, like I said, these kids have put me in a better state of mind. And, you know, I'm pushing forward now. You know, I'm not in a rut. Now that I have my kids, I feel more motivated. I feel more confident that I can complete any task that I got thrown at me. And I've been working and everything, you know, and, I even have cash in my pocket right now to make a payment if I need to.
So, I mean, you know, I'm actually pushing forward right now.
Are you reconnected with Love from Terra?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
Mr. Glenn, we're going to ask Mr. Bejarano to sign the release of information so that we can talk to the folks at Love from Terra. What kind of counseling are you giving over there?
I think it's substance abuse.
Mr. Simon, is the state willing to accept that to satisfy the DUI if he stays in there long enough to get, say, 26 sessions?
Yes, Your Honor.
Chief?
You are also going to AA. Are you still doing that?
Yes, sir. Actually, I have been. That's what I'm saying. I've been 5 months sober. Actually, I've been going to the little house. It's been helping me out a lot.
Well, good. Congratulations on being 5 months sober.
Thank you, sir.
That's a great accomplishment.
Yes, it feels really good.
Did you say 26 sessions, Judge?
I just pulled that out of the air, yeah.
Oh, but I hear 26 sessions, I think of DV, but so.
It's not. I just pulled that one out of the
okay.
air. It would usually be 36 because it's a 16 hours
and then 20.
20 hours of DUI, but I'm thinking just having stay there for 26 sessions
okay.
of the substance abuse counseling.
Okay. Okay. All right. Whenever I hear 26, I think DV, so.
Maybe that's where it popped into my mind from. Are you working, Mr. Bejarano?
Yes, sir. Actually, I was just telling the lawyer right now. I'm working at the steel right here on Miller Ranch. I'm still working at Lockridge. I've been there for 6 years. So, you know, and I've been letting them know. I let them know about my court and everything, about my case, what's going on, and they're more than willing to help me work on, you know, to keep me employed and all that, so I can make my payments. And they're actually ones that are helping keep me out also, you know. They keep me motivated. They're actually giving me a raise here pretty soon. And
congratulations.
Thank you. You know, being sober actually changed a lot, you know. It's being 5 months sober, it really opens up your eyes to a lot of things.
Mr. Bejarano, what would you think if we did a monthly review on this?
You know what? I would love to do that. So that way it'll keep me on my toes. And that way I can accomplish everything that I need to fulfill with you guys.
Let's do the first Wednesday. How about we do the first review October 7th? Will that work for you?
Yes, sir. That'll work.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm here at 10, so plus or minus works for me.
Thank you, Judge.
Or he can do that instead.
What?
That.
The
DUI if you left him there. But we'll accept the 26 sessions of substance use counseling.
Okay. Yes, sir. That'll work. That'll help me also. It'll keep me off of doing it.
They can do them both. They can do them both.
It's left him there.
Yeah, one specifically is the court compliance.
Okay.
DUI.
So
you got
to do an intake.
I gave him that.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Also, too, I suggest that you enroll your kids in La Frontera.
Was he doing substance abuse already? I might have missed that.
Yeah, thank you. That'll be a good idea to keep this stuff
here for now.
Okay.
So your goals are going to be... keep all appointments with La Frontera?
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to put it down as LFC. And this one is one that you're working on all the time anyway, but maintain sobriety?
Yes, sir. We'll do.
Okay. Thank you.
And I got your number. I called you on earlier.
Yes, sir.
So you're still going to AA, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I still go to AA. Go twice a week.
Okay. Okay, that's your third goal. Now, you're already doing all these things, so that shouldn't be too difficult, right?
Yes, sir. It shouldn't be difficult at all.
Mr. Blaine, can you get Mr. Bigger on off?
Sticky notes.
To sign that?
Okay.
So, who helped you post the bond, Mr. Vangarano?
Come next time, bring all that proof.
Okay. Yeah, excuse me, sir?
Who helped you post the bond?
My brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, my parents.
Okay. I tell you what, if you're still on track at the next court hearing, I'll probably exonerate the bond, all right?
Yes, sir. We'll do it.
All right. You keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I was going to get it on my phone.
So if you just give Mr. Glenn a copy of Mr. Barriotto's mid entry, he will be excused.
Thank you.
And Mr. Olmos?
No, I don't have anything. Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let me turn this in.
Okay. Well, here's your password.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. And then wait and you'll get some copies.
Okay. I put the, you got the release.
I said it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay. Come on, let's go. Okay, thank you.
Throw them up as soon as we get the logistics figured out. We'll get you a little closer, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good job. Where would I be? Do you want to make a baby today?
The window.
The window?
Yep. Okay. Did you tell him, and they'll ask your name, just take, he's under it.
Okay.
Good luck, Carlos.
I'm trying to go?
Yeah. Wait for your paperwork.
Can you go for that?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'll write those. I'll keep the receipt and bring it.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, what did they like?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I was on ice probation. And when I got out, I paid on my...
What's the one behind you?
I owe $50.
That's the one Mr. Fair on the sign.
I went down so fast, you know.
Right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna keep that.
Whoa. I'm serious.
Mr. Glenn was getting us a signature.
Thank goodness it's Thursday. This was Monday, Judge. You'd be in trouble.
You mean I'm not?
Yeah.
It just works out. We have another one from last year. This one was from April the 25th. You were cited for unlawful possession of narcotics paraphernalia and driving on a suspended driver license. And for whatever reason, on that charge, you filed a motion to suppress, and we held the hearing, and the motion was denied, and we reset it for a change of plea, and you didn't come back for the change of plea. So there were actually two warrants out for your arrest. The state tells me that in both cases, the paraphernalia was probably used for consuming heroin. Now, you do have the right to remain silent if you want to, but we wanted to talk to you about the possibility of going into the diversion court. And I've already, I haven't spoken directly with the prosecutor yet, but basically, Nancy, if you could make a photocopy of that, please. I don't have the agreement quite hammered out, but the basics of it are, if you went into the diversion court, you would have to participate in active substance use treatment and counseling. Okay, you're ready. You want to say something?
Yeah, I volunteered myself into CBI. And I successfully got out, and since then I've been good. But they put me in the detox program when I got arrested, but I got arrested for trying to drive a car that wasn't mine. And then that's when I found out I had the warrants, but I got successfully out of CBI.
What did you do?
Huh? What was that?
How long were you in there?
I did the detox, and then the reason I got out, because they wanted to put me on Suboxone, but I mean, it doesn't make sense to me if I'm trying to get off something to be on something else, you know? So I told him that I didn't want to take no Suboxone, no nothing, and then I saw the doctor, and the doctor asked some questions, and they successfully told me I'm good to go.
Yeah, what are you doing now for your recovery?
They wanted me to, I think it was some counseling with, I can't remember if it was Hope or
Who's your agency? Are you, you have an agency?
No, I was talking to La Frontera.
Okay, well, that's number one. You roll somewhere.
Yeah, but
usually when you go in for, how many days did you do in detox?
I was there for like almost a week or two.
Yeah, so that's pretty severe. Your addiction is pretty severe.
Well, I wanted to say that they're
still clean and sober?
Yes, sir. They had told me like I was good to go after like 3 days, but like I said, I was doing it on my own. Like it was mindset, you know. So I told them that I would rather stay in the program, because if I leave, I felt like I would be in the mix again, and I wasn't in a good state like financially or at all. So I told them if I could be in the whole, like, where they have, like, everybody else staying there, where they can stay there for months. And they let me stay there, and after, like, the fourth, fifth day, like, I was good.
Did you say you were good and you wanted to leave, or did
no, like, because they kept asking me about spots and stuff, and then I told them I didn't want to do that. Like, okay. At that point, like, it was all a mental state. Like,
so you discharged yourself?
Well, yeah, I went in there for myself, but like,
okay, you discharged your shot and said, I'm done, I want
to
go.
Well, yeah, but I had to ask the doctor to see me. They said that the doctor had to make sure everything was good before I could leave, and then she was the one who successfully set up.
So she, we discharged.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so how long was your substance abuse?
It was for
quite a bit of time.
Just like a year or two. It was like bad time.
So, you know, traditionally, I mean, the way it works is that when you decide to go into detox, that's just like the first step, right? Like putting on new clothes, but, you know, you have to...
No, yeah, I know.
What did you get out?
Huh?
What did you get out of PCBI?
I don't really remember the dates or...
Like 3 months ago?
No, it was like almost like 8 or 9 months ago now.
Okay, and you've been ever since?
Yes, sir. I got a job, I got my own apartment and everything, okay. But since the corona thing started, my job closed down.
And you haven't got to a meeting since?
Wow. It was like, honestly, like the whole time I was doing stuff, like, I have family that I don't see no more, like my daughter, like, it was just a hard time. You know what I mean? Like, I had been going through some stuff, but you take a look around and you see you don't have anything like this.
The thing is, I think the concern here is that you remain in recovery as you through this part of it.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to tell you, if a person doesn't invest in their recovery, it's just a matter of time.
Yes, sir.
And for the next, the next time that you're going to start, you know what I mean? So, we probably.
I'll totally go to classes or whatever if you guys want to see that I'm still doing okay. Like, I didn't get arrested for doing anything like that I had to do with that. Like, I was driving for his
car. If you can come up and get that document and actually to look at it, and it's possible that after consulting with the diversion court team that we may be willing to relinquish some of the requirements, but the research shows that folks who don't participate in the MAT part of it, which is medically accepted, medically assisted treatment, don't have that great a success rate. But it's possible if you're willing to participate in the rest of it, that the drug court team might say, yeah, we won't insist on that. But I think the rest of it would be really helpful for you. And a lot of what you're already doing. So
yes,
if you want to just look at that for a couple of minutes. And then the benefit of it is, if you successfully complete it, all the charges are dismissed. You've already accomplished part of it, because if you sign a release of information, CBI can probably send us their evaluation. I'm sure you did an ASAM upon admission.
Yeah, sure. We probably got it. He was there 4 or 5, 6 days. We pretty got a lengthy chart on him. And he can also come back and enroll for outpatient services, and we could put him in our substance abuse counseling.
Mr. Simon, I imagine you're having a difficult time hearing Mr. Vejorano. I'm not sorry, Mr. Vejorano. Mr. Olmos and Mr. Trinidad talk, but Mr. Olmos was explaining to us that he's already completed treatment with CBI, but that he kind of went cold turkey and is really not getting any support. We're involved in any kind of support.
Yeah, everything I was really focused on.
So you're doing well, and then he had to stop.
Well, he says he's still doing well.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, that's a good thing. So I got him looking at our draft with the requirements. He's doing almost everything on it. So we'll see what he thinks in a moment. Mr. Trinidad is here from CBI, and he's very experienced in this, and he's having a conversation with Mr. Olmos in terms of his recovery and those kinds of things, okay? So I'm just trying to get you up to speed, because I know you can't hear what they're saying. Everybody's wearing masks and we're all muffled.
Yeah.
You know, keep the court informed of where you live and what's going on and all that. Where's your ankle?
I had a good one today. I still know it's all.
He's the boot off there and he's a 4 year old sister show.
What do you think, Mr. Olmos?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I got to do. Like I said, I'm already doing basically, the only thing that's not going for me is my job got closed down, so I don't have that job anymore. So I've been looking for another place to work. I was doing security at Putney's.
You were doing what?
Security at Putney's.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then the corona hit, we got closed down, and then we opened again. I didn't get to go back to work. They closed us down again, and then finally, they just let a couple of the security guys go. So I've been, ever since, I've been just trying to find another job, really. But I still have my apartment. I've been keeping up with that. I've had some money saved, and just now I'm getting to the point where I'm getting a little thin.
Well, I tell you what, if you're willing to take a shot on this, we'll take a chance on it. What do you think, Mr. Trinidad?
Sure.
All right, so let's go through the basics of it all first, because we still have to do the formalities of it. The shoplifting and unlawful possession of narcotics paraphernalia, both of them, and the suspended license are all considered class 1 misdemeanors with a possible maximum. No, I take it back. The suspended license is a civil. The other three are class 1 misdemeanors with a maximum penalty. The worst sentence you could get is 6 months in jail, 3 years on probation, $4,494 in fines and surcharges. On the shoplifting, there is no minimum mandatory penalty. On the unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, the way the statute is worded, you must be placed on probation in order to participate in appropriate substance use counseling. So the bottom line is, even if you were to reject the diversion court and ended up just being sentenced on it, I'd still have to order you to get a substance use evaluation and participate in counseling. But this way, you get to come back here, you have a support, kind of a support group in some ways with this court. You'll have an attorney who can give you some direction. You'll have Mr. Trinidad or somebody from his office available to talk to. You'll be hooked up with counselors. We may try, if we can ever get a peer support group going, you'll be involved in that. I think you should really consider participating in one of the, it's not exactly a peer support group, but it's like AA or NA or the SMART recovery services. And SMART is just another form like AA, although they don't follow that 12-step program, and they don't, well, they follow a program, but there's not that component of the religiosity about it. Although, you know, I'm not sure everybody at AA and NA we've got either, but that's neither here nor there. So, and the benefit to you on the other end of it is, you don't have this conviction on your record. It will just show as a dismissal when you get to the other end of this. So when you apply for jobs and they do a background check, you don't have a conviction. And either a paraphernalia conviction or a shoplifting conviction occurred on job applications, especially in a tight economy.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the benefits, Steve. Let me finish telling you. On all these charges, you have the right to trial. On the unlawful possession or narcotics paraphernalia, it's a trial to the court, to a judge. On the shoplift, it would be a trial by jury. We would have got about six people from the town. We would have 30 residents come in. We'd ask them questions, see if they'd be fair and impartial. They would have decided whether you're guilty. Do you understand that? Okay. You have the right to have an attorney represent you, and if you participate in diversion court, we'll appoint counsel for you. And you have the right to remain silent and be present at all court proceedings. Understand all that? So, would you like to give this a shot?
Yeah.
Ms. Simon, he indicates he would like to participate. In the diversion court, and as I indicated, I've already talked to Mr. Seidels about it.
Yes, Your Honor. Sounds good.
I don't like myself using this to cut. I'll judge it. I'm living in the park.
Mr. Almas, unfortunately, the first thing we have to have you do is fill out a financial affidavit, so you can get one from Nancy and fill it out.
Okay.
I know it seems redundant because you're an employee, but the Supreme Court says I have to have you fill it out to tell me you're an employee.
Okay.
You don't swear it under oath, it didn't happen.
No.
I want to tell you I'm very impressed that you were able to, with the small step towards recovery that you took, be clean and sober for as long as you have been, okay? And we just want to make sure that that continues and help you with your recovery, because it's more than just, okay, now you're used today.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah. But.
You go ahead and start. If it's all far, you don't know, just get to the next one.
Okay. That's when we're doing the version of the next. So I'm just sure that you might be available. You'll be on the top.
It's up to you. I mean, I would say if he's not working, he might have extra time to at least go in there and do an intake with us.
I'm not going to be another week, so.
Yeah.
Probably won't have the intake done next week, but the following week, he probably will be in takes between 5 or 10 working days. He might get in sooner, he might not.
If he's already done the ASM to CBI, what will the intake involve?
They're going to our agency. Do you have access?
They were trying to, I don't have no insurance, but when I was there, he was setting me up for some kind of
insurance. Yeah, he'd be in. So that would be a goal, is to make sure that you're enrolled in access. That's a big goal.
I'm so lost. Today's the 7th.
Get a food card, you know?
The original report is September 23rd.
No. Is it?
Isn't it? We didn't know yesterday.
September 22nd.
Oh, my God. Why do I think it's on Wednesday? Do you have transportation, Mr. Thomas?
No, I have my scooter.
Oh, you have your scooter. Oh.
Yeah, that's why I was a little late, because halfway here it died.
Oh, no. Where is it?
It's outside charging.
Oh, the battery ran out.
Yeah. Okay.
What, you took one of those
No, I have one. Like, I bought myself because.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, I don't have a license, so I figured out the next best thing.
And you came from how far?
Huh? I was on. Kind of like same area as an I-10, basically, area. I just took the bus, and I took the bus all the way to the Tohono, and then the Tohono took me to McGee and Mona Lisa, and when I got to Hardy, he just died. I didn't expect it to be uphill so much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but look at the Hardy side on the way back. It's mostly
uphill. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Your goals are going to be number one. Go to CBI.
And go for access.
And reapply for services. Goal number two, apply for access.
Do you have an
ID?
To check out smart recovery or NA groups. Your fourth obligation, actually, you're going to make that an order, is it? For you to call Mr. Lassen, we'll need his phone number.
You want that motion to form?
Yes, please. Okay, so here's another release we need to have you sign so CDI can actually send us information. So you are getting unemployment. Okay, raise your right hand. Some sort of friendly testimony about you'll be the truth. I hope you're not in that picture.
Yes, sir.
Is this your signature on the third page of the affidavit?
Yes, sir.
All the allegations in your petition to a correct arrest and belief and knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Find the defendant as indigent. Appoint Albert Lassen, no attorney's fees. Okay, so your next court date, September 22nd at 10:30. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've set out the goals. I want to make sure you understand. Number one, you have to go back to CBI and reapply for services. Mm-hmm. And two, you have to apply for access, and they'll help you with that, right?
Yeah.
Number three,
here's number two, software. I didn't take appointment. My best is to call, make the appointment, then to go down there and make it, and come back, you know.
I want you to check out the Smart Recovery and NA group. You can go online and look for either one of those. I don't really care which one, but I want you to explore that probably a little bit more in depth before next week, okay? And or you contact Mr. Lassen, which you for appointed attorney. And other than that, you have to be here for court next Tuesday morning, okay? All right.
I'm on this too.
Sure. Now that form that she's going to have you sign is the order appointing Mr. Lassen. It's got his address and phone number on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of town, but he will still answer your phone or return your call, okay? So if you call and leave a message, he should get back to you. Okay?
Excellent. We haven't got his phone yet, Judge, but we're going to wait till the next court date.
Yeah.
So you should go up to the top of this and then read this, make sure you understand it, His name's Cortez Karen, his son. No, it was his son and son walk away.
Where's some buying a house?
Yeah.
Buying a life jacket.
Oh. Give me another minute and three on the suspended license file. Mr. Almos, I'm also going to set aside the default on the suspended license ticket so that you can get your driver license back in the event that you're ever in a position to drive again.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
That we, it will also just flow through the system with the rest of it. That's the CM20190005.
And tell me, if we're the only one holding your license, if you'll wait till Tuesday of next week, you can go online and pay the reinstatement fee and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Mr. Almo, do you have any questions?
Oh, yeah. They were telling me that when I got arrested, the guy is like, why did you give me the wrong social? So I guess there's a wrong social on one of the numbers or something. So I gave him my right social, but he said that the social that was on one of the things was turned out right.
Can I call it a book right there?
Yeah, we should have him here.
It's on the top of our list, which one comes.
Well, I don't know what issue with that is unless your social security number is wrong.
I think that's what he
said. That MVV, and said, I hate to say this, and they don't like this one at all. Do you have your social security card?
I don't.
Okay. Now you have to do two things. I'm going to fix that one. You have to make an appointment with Social Security, and I say that you can call, that you go online to Social Security Administration, and you're going to have to call to schedule the appointment, and then they're going to have a representative call you, and they will tell you, ask you why you need it. And you tell them you need to get a duplicate Social Security card. They may even be doing that online now. I don't know. They may just say, yeah, okay, we'll give us your number, but I think they need to see your picture ID. So after you're going to the First Avenue office of there's one down on South 6th Avenue in South Tucson.
The one on First, right down the street. That's what
I'm saying. So you would go there, they will get your Social Security card. Then you got to call NBD and say, I think my Social Security number in your records is inaccurate. I need an appointment to come in and show you my ID and my card so you can fix it. And they'll probably check with you right there. They'll probably say, well, what's your name? And they'll probably pull it up, but they may not because it's over the phone. And technically, they're not supposed to be using the Social Security number for anything anyway.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's never been wrong.
Social Security card. They may have his birth certificate as well.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Were you born in Tucson? Okay, that you've got to start with the Arizona Department of Vital Statistics.
Yeah,
and file the formal request for birth certificate.
Yeah, they're always like they said that. I mean, I've never had the wrong social area. The only thing when I was in the county jail, they told me that the arresting officer might have written down the wrong number on the paperwork or something.
That's entirely possible.
That's the only thing. Because I've never had that issue before, like ever.
All right, sir. We will see you next Tuesday morning. All right. Oh, yeah, go ahead and sit down. We're in this kind of meeting.
Tony, you got a phone number?
Yeah. 520-576-8423.